very pivotal moment in the parasha, the separation of Avram and Lot. Avram makes an ultimatum, as it were, to Lot: choose your direction. You go one way, I go the other way. So the pasuk describes how Lot looked out and saw the plain of the Yarden, and how watered it was, how luscious it was, how appealing it was. Kigan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim, which reminded him of his being in Mitzrayim with Avram, as we know in the earlier part of the parasha, which was obviously for Lot a very big appeal. But Yifchalo Lot is called Kikar Yarden, and Lot decided to move to Sodom, and the rest is history, of course. No, the pasuk is very clear that Lot saw things here that are very, very attractive in his eyes. But there's a couple of words in the middle of the pasuk that seem a little bit incongruous, don't seem to flow with the rest of the pasuk. Almost like you could put a parenthesis in the middle of the pasuk. It's strange. Fine. Then the pasuk says, before Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amora. And then the pasuk continues where it left off. Kigan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim bo'achad tzor. So the pasuk talks about how it's kula mashke, and it continues later on with Kigan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim. These are all reasons why Lot wanted to live there and why it was attractive to Lot. But seemingly, no, the pasuk, like parenthetically almost, Ufnei shachis Hashem estom es amor. This was before Hashem destroyed Sodom. Why is the pasuk inserting this phrase in the middle of the pasuk, which is describing what Lot saw? Okay, the pasuk wants us to realize that there was a destruction of Sodom and Amora, which, by the way, is coming up in next week's parsha. So why mention it right now, in the middle of describing Yisrael Esenav? If Torah wanted to tell us that Sodom is going to get destroyed, it could mention it somewhere. But the pasuk starts by Yisrael Esenav Ayar, and as describing what Lot saw, the Torah describes what he saw and also mentions Lifnei Shacheis Hashem. What is it? So I once thought of a very simple Musa Haskel that we can learn from this pasuk. You want to add to it. This year I was omed on another pasuk that I think would just sharpen the vort. So I want to show you another pasuk in Parshas Noach. In the beginning of Parshas Noach, it's describing the Dor HaMabul. So the pasuk says about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, Vayaro kim es ha'oretz v'inei nishchasa, ki yishchis kol basar es darko ala oretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the world and it was corrupted, nishchasa, because everyone destroyed their way. Now, the word ashchasa can mean, obviously, corrupted. You find it in that sense, obviously. But it also means what happened was it was destroyed physically. Could be the Torah's meramis here something very important. We all know from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ezel Chacham Haroes HaNolad. You can see something on a surface level, you can see something in a very immediate sense, or you have a way of looking beyond the surface and be able to look ahead and understand the implications of what a given situation will lead to. That's what Roes HaNolad means, not just to look at the present, but to understand the seeds that lie in the present and how that will sprout in the future. The ultimate chacham is the one who's roa es hanolad. There's a Dor HaMabul here. The world is destroyed. What does it mean it's destroyed? It means it's as good as destroyed. It's slated for destruction. You don't realize if you don't look too carefully. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a motto for how to look at situations, especially in this case, a negative situation. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the world v'nei nishchasa. You know, it's basically, it might look to someone else as a beautiful world, everything is fine, people are having a good time, hedonism, what's wrong, everyone's having a great time. No, this is hashchasa. This is leading to hashchasa. It's as good as done. That's the roa es hanolad idea. This is also what you find in a similar sense by the Dor HaFlaga, when it says in the pasuk, Vayered Hashem lirusos iris hamigdosh abanu b'nei ha'adam. What's so terrible? You have a city, you have a tower, whatever their agenda was, at first glance, was innocuous. But no, it wasn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Yachol, Hey, Namecha, Savecha, Zechulam, they have the Koach of Achdus, and this Koach of Achdus is going to go awry, and it's going to create havoc and undermine everything that I care about in the world. This is what they've begun to do. Where is it going to lead? Now, unless we intervene, then they'll be able to do everything they want to carry out, and it's just going to get worse. Havanerda, therefore, Navalasham Spasam. Once again, the idea being, don't just look at the present, understand where it's leading. Because Baruch Hu makes that statement, Kaviyachu, for us to learn from, that this is where it's heading. This is the critique implicitly in our Pasuk of Lot. The Pasuk doesn't just want to tell you stam, a parenthetical piece of information, that, by the way, Sodom is going to get destroyed eventually, a little heads up about what's coming up. It's not shot in the Pasuk. How do you read the Pasuk? Vayisa Lot es Einav. Lot looks up, and he sees what he sees. But his perspective was limited. Lot could only see the present. Lot could only see what was attractive in his eyes right now. What couldn't he see? What couldn't he allow himself to see beyond that? His look, his perspective, was a perspective of lifnei shacheis Hashem. It's all going back on the beginning of the pasuk. Vayar es kol kikar hayarden. He saw X, he saw Y, and he saw only the lifnei shacheis Hashem. He couldn't see in what he was looking at. He could not see the hashchasa that was lying in front of his eyes. If only you look a little deeper and you see the type of immorality that's still represented, you would understand that v'hinei nishchasa. But he could only look at the lifnei shacheis Hashem. He could only look at the before the hashchasa. He couldn't bring himself, because he was blinded by the kigan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim. So he was not roas hanolad. The interesting contrast in the parasha is Avram Avinu. Just a little bit after this, when Avram separates from Lot, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, it says, "Achari par Lot meimo sonai nechol ve'ei menamokam asher atasham." Look from the place that you are, north and south and east and west. Ki es kol aretz asher taro lechot nena. It's all going to be yours. What does it mean? What does Avram see on the surface right now? Aknani yos ba'aretz, aknani aprizim yoshib ba'aretz. Around him, all these nations that are inhabiting the land. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to look a little deeper. Don't look at what you see right now. Look at it on a deeper level. Look beyond the surface. Min amokam asher atasham, transcend that and understand that all of this will be yours. This is my gift to you. Appreciate the gift. That's the motto of Roas HaNoah. That's Avraham Avinu. This is a tremendous Musar Haskel for all of us, right? And I just want to say, in terms of a wonderful simcha that's coming up this Sunday, Yeshua, we want to wish a tremendous bracha nechzlacha. Time like this, you know, it's a time that's nesugel to think about. Roas HaNolad should be blessed with tremendous bracha nechzlacha, and fill the bayis nemen b'Yisrael, and should be nachas to all of us, to your family, and to Kal Yisrael. And we'll miss you next week, but we look forward to your return after Shabbat Brachas. So good Shabbos, everybody, and Mazel Tov again.